That was Paul McCartney and Wings with Let Me Roll It. Before that, we heard Yonder Mountain String Band with Yonder Mountain String Band, that is, with Bad Taste. Hey, you're tuned in to 90.3 KMBA, which means you've got good taste. And it's 8:28. It's about 57 degrees. And we'd like to mention that KMBA is, we've got our community calendars. And if you wanted to send us some information about something happening in our community, you can send us an email. feedback@knba.org is the place to do that. A couple things on the calendar. We see that that the Sean Lute program is still recruiting folks to drop off your gently used suits, shirts, jackets, and ties and belts to the men's warehouse on Diamond and Muldoon off of Tekutnik Commons up until July 31st for their annual suit drive, and you can reap some benefits from that. We also see that the Muskox Farm is having a 15th annual Running with the Bulls at the Muskox Farm in Palmer. The Muskox Farm has been holding the Running with the Bulls every August since 2002. The proceeds help the Muskox Farm's year-round budget for caring of 82 muskoxen. More information about that is at muskoxfarm.org. And another event coming up is the Teddy Bear Picnic, which is coming up this coming Saturday. I've got a person in the studio to help me illuminate what that's all about. Molly from the Anchorage Park Foundation. And welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So the Anchorage Park Foundation is kind of helping put this on.
Yeah, we are. We're partnering with a lot of different groups this Saturday at Cuddy Family Midtown Park from noon to 3. It includes Arc of Anchorage, Stone Soup Group, Latouche Pediatrics, Equine Assisted Therapy Association, Ted Stevens Foundation, Governor's Council on Disabilities, and Anchorage Parks and Rec Department, as well as the Anchorage Municipal Employees Association. So we're going to have a bunch of organizations out there, as well as over 20 booths with fun activities for people of all abilities to celebrate Ted Stevens Day and inclusive play.
So all of these folks are kind of helping behind this, and it sounds like it must have a very strong mission. What is inclusive play?
Sure. I'm glad you asked. So inclusive play is making sure it's a movement that really makes sure that children and families of all abilities can utilize our playgrounds and can have a place to play. This means that we're creating, when you go to somewhere like Cuddy Park and look at the playgrounds, there are features there that are accessible. There's drums, so we're not just talking about mobility, we're also talking about sensory things. At some inclusive playgrounds, there's also fences. There's just certain features to help facilitate safe play and inclusive play, so we can really let children of all abilities have a playground for them in their neighborhood. That's the ultimate goal.
Is this kind of a new idea? Because I remember growing up, you'd have these steel slides and you had these swings and you had a merry-go-round that you push. And
sure. Well, some playground designers will say that they've been doing it forever, which is true. But the technology and the playground equipment has been getting better and better. And I think Anchorage is on the cutting edge of really putting this idea into when we're designing playgrounds or when we're renovating playgrounds. So Cuddy Park was our first inclusive playground that Anchorage put in, and that was in 2013. Since then, we've constructed, at the end of the summer, it will be 17 inclusive playgrounds. So we are really leading the charge with this, and we're really proud of it. We're second in the country. We had an MPA student from UAA do a paper on this, and he found that information out, as well as that we are just leading the movement in inclusive play. So we're really excited about that.
So that's 17 playgrounds that have inclusive play features here in the Anchorage area, and that's
Yeah, that's more than almost anywhere else besides Mecklenburg County in North Carolina. And that's at the end of the summer. So we have three new inclusive playgrounds going in. There's a zip line in Jewel Lake Park. There's going to be an active kinetic inclusive playground at South Anchorage Sports Park, which is off of Clatt Road. And that includes the coolest, tallest, and I'm told safest rope climber available on the market. And then the third one is an inclusive playground, which is going in at Muldoon Town Square Park. And this is going to be a great park. We're so excited about it. The Northeast Anchorage neighbors have worked tirelessly to turn dream into a reality. And this park is going to have an ice skating ribbon, an off-leash dog park, an orchard, and a community garden. So we're really excited about these three playgrounds.
So all of these different places have these inclusive play features. And
right.
And you talked about new technology and various things like that and research being done into this. It sounds expensive.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we can do simple things to make this a reality because it's not all. Some of it is surfacing, making sure, you know, we're not doing wood chips anymore and that we're really at doing surfacing that wheelchairs can go on and things like that. So some of the features are more expensive, but that's why we've been really enthused by seeing neighbors come together and for their community and get these playgrounds into their community and fundraise. And we've gotten, you know, grants and things like that to help facilitate this. But the good thing is this celebration on Saturday is absolutely free. So that's at least good.
That's fantastic. So the event this Saturday, July 22nd, the Anchorage Teddy Bear Picnic, it says on Facebook, if you're technologically inclined. You mentioned that there will be booths and various things happening there.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on. We have aerial dancers. The library is doing storytelling. We have bouncy houses and bocce ball. There's a lot of stuff going on. Ted Stevens Foundation is going to offer some free lunch. We'll have some tasty freeze there. So it should be a really fun time. There'll be a cheeseburger, the pony. So yeah, it should be really good, and the weather's looking good as well.
Right. So noon to three at the Cuddy Park. Do you have any like parking recommendations or traffic ideas as far as like, you know, how to make it accessible to everybody?
Yeah, to get down there to the park. Yeah, there's several parking lots on the library, near the library, and then off 40th and B Street, Dowell has offered their parking lot as well. Just don't park on the streets. Stay off of those and obviously leave the handicap accessible parking for those that need it because we really, you know, it's inclusive. So our parking lots should be inclusive as well.
Great. So how can people get more information about Inclusive Play or the Anchorage Park Foundation?
Sure. Thanks for asking. They can go to anchorageparkfoundation.org. And, of course, we have many initiatives and programs happening aside from Inclusive Play, although they can find out a lot on our website. But you can learn about many opportunities to get in the parks by going to our homepage and signing up for our e-newsletter as well. And you can follow us on Facebook and check us out on Instagram at Inc. Park Foundation.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Molly from the Anchorage Park Foundation about an event coming up. It's called the Anchorage Teddy Bear Picnic, as well as we're talking about inclusive play and how the Anchorage Parks are one of the leaders in the nation for inclusive playgrounds, and probably the leader per capita, we're guessing.
Yes, I would guess that. With the paper that we had done from a UAA student, didn't it explicitly do the per capita assessment, but I would say that we are definitely leading the way and that it's really in our conversations when we're designing playgrounds.
And to get a look at these inclusive playgrounds, you kind of see that some of them have a lot of a lot more colors, or
they all have different features. I mean, depending on which playground you're going to, the truth is that 1 in 7 children has a disability, and some of that is mobility, but only a few disabilities are visible. So designing playgrounds for inclusive play considers things like spina bifida, cerebral palsy, and muscle weakness, but it also includes design aspects and features that minister to autism, sensory processing disorders, and auditory or visual impairments. So some things you may not think of. We often think of mobility, but these playgrounds are so much more than that.
That's good to hear. And something I'm personally interested in or have been curious about, what, you know, as far as not having wood chips, or I've seen like recycled tire.
Yeah.
Surfaces?
Yeah, you know, we're still working. I think there's a lot of money to be made out there for those designers and engineers, but we're still working to find the perfect surface, especially to, you know, survive through all our winters mainly. But we do experiment with surfaces all the time. The designers, the park planners at Parks and Rec are doing a great job of exploring those options and really exploring those options within our parks and making those things into a reality. But we still have a long way to go to find that perfect surfacing. But we're glad we've moved on from the wood chips for sure.
What's so bad about wood chips?
Well, wood chips, imagine you're in a wheelchair. They're very hard to get through for the wood chips. So not that, you know, I'm sure there are parks out there that still have wood chips, and not to, you know, bash on just wood chips. I think it's true about gravel and things like that, that are just make it tough for those wheelchairs to get through.
I see. Well, anything else you'd like to add about the event, or...
No, you know, we do have a Facebook page, so go on there and find information and get there early so you can get your food and teddy bears and join in on all the activities. It kicks off at noon, and we hope to see you there.
Great. Thank you very much, Molly.
Thank you.
Well, just ahead on KMBA, we've got more great music, including Tim Easton, right after this message.
Space dogs and sled dogs, ice cream and ice curtains, Alaska and Russia have many connections dating back thousands of years. The Anchorage Museum's latest exhibition, Polar Bear Garden, The Place Between Alaska and Russia, explores the contrasts and similarities between Alaska and Russia since the historic U.S. purchase 150 years ago. See Alaska's canine heroes Balto and Togo and more. Polar Bear Garden, on view now at the Anchorage Museum.